There's Diana Ross. Oh, there she's shouting as well. I'm coming out. And this is Radio New York with Phil, Peggy Goo, and I love her name. Peggy Goo. It goes like no. And it's just gone 6:10. I'm here until 7 o'clock tonight. And I'm very pleased to say that we've opened our doors once again for a good chat with some of our many friends across town. And, well, this is going to be really nice for the next few minutes, actually. We're going to be talking about the Newark and Sherwood concert band. Principally, though, how you could potentially get involved. Start your journey with the band. Richard Williams is with me. Hello.
Good evening, Phil. How are you doing?
And daughter, Victoria.
Hello.
Lovely to see you both. I, of course, know you, and we've known you for a long time because I've been following the band for a long time. We're not necessarily going to be talking just about the band tonight, are we? We're going to be talking about a very special event that's coming in the next few weeks in October and the reasons why it's there. So, Richard, do you want to start with us? Tell us what this is all about.
Yes, of course. So, I think it's fair to say that schools and other there aren't the opportunities like there used to be for people to get involved in music, for young people, anybody, in fact, who's learning to play an instrument. And back in about 2019, we launched the Newark and Sherwood Development Band. And the aim of that was to offer an opportunity for people who were learning an instrument or returning to playing an instrument to get involved in a performing ensemble. And that's run quite successfully, apart from the obvious COVID break, since 2019. But we felt that it was time to have a bit of a relaunch and try and get some more people in and playing. So the 8th of October this year at Winthorpe Community Centre, we're having a play day. And the idea is we open our doors, people come along and play, give it a go, and hopefully keep coming back and then have the opportunity to carry on playing in an ensemble and enjoy it and go from there.
Yeah, now, I've seen you guys play, you know, not only at the Palace Theatre, but also with the Brass Band Explosion on multiple occasions. That the whole event is fantastic. I know very little, though, about the setup of the band itself, you know, how long you've been going, but more importantly, how on earth you fund yourselves. I'm going to be completely ridiculous here and say, well, how does all that work? Are you guys fully employed by the band?
Nope, absolutely no. Not. No. So the band was launched 26 years ago now. Right. So last year was our silver anniversary, and this year, whatever silver plus one is, but 26 years this year. And it's been in Newark all of that time. We've had several different venues, but we're now rehearsing weekly at Winthorpe Community Centre. It's entirely run by volunteers. There are no paid employees. We have a musical director who guides us and directs us, as his title would suggest. Mm. But no, fundraising is entirely from concerts, from subscriptions, from a bit of advertising. Nothing at all comes from anywhere else externally.
Yeah, because here's the other thing as well. You know, sitting in the Castle Grounds as I was a few weeks ago, with the Brass Explosion and being, you know, front of stage there. I don't think we can get, or I can get, a grip of how much it costs to operate a band like that. You know, not just the time, but, you know, you've got to have set pieces of music, times however many different arrangements, because you've got so many different parts of them. It must be an absolute, I'm going to say, nightmare. I don't mean that negatively, but it must just be incredibly difficult to put together.
It can take over. Yeah. What does it cost to run it? Well, we have the rehearsal room at Winthorpe to pay for every week, and Winthorpe is working exceptionally well. It's a great place to be. The cost of a musical director and expenses for bringing him in music, the average piece of music will cost about £100. So we budget for that every year. We've got a massive library, which somebody has the misfortune of looking after and managing. But he does a very, very good job of it, does Bob. We're eternally grateful for the use of his garage, which is full up of music in filing cabinets and the like. But yes, we've got to keep it fresh. You can't keep getting out the same old stuff. And a film comes out, for example, and the music's popular. You want to get that latest piece of music and be able to perform it. And all of that costs money. Then there are other things. We're going to the National Concert Band Festival in December, where we'll go along and be graded for how well we play. And we've done it about four times now. We've had platinums, which is the top, and golds. We've never had lower than the gold, which is great. We want a platinum again this year. But to get there and back, to enter it, to buy the music, will cost about £1,000. So it doesn't come cheap. Anything that we can do to get money in, from running concerts to getting more members to contribute towards the cost of running, the better.
Yeah, yeah. And go back to the play day then, I would imagine, with all this being the case, we have to have a situation where you are growing new talent to move through from from a traineeship to the main band, in essence, you know, as I won't say as soon as possible, when they're ready to do that. So how this is what it's all about, but how, you know, quickly tell us how that kind of works, you know, how, usually what happens.
Well, we're finding so far that people who've joined the development band are remaining with the development band for some time. The concert band itself, I think we've got 50 members will be on the stage at the Palace Theatre on the 14th of October, so it's going to be a very full band. And we don't see a lot of attrition from the concert band, so that's a challenge we have to deal with. But we've ideas in train to do something about that over time, and maybe in the fullness of time we form another band to cope with people coming through from the development band before they're able to find a place to join into the concert band. But that is quite a challenge. But we still need to get people into the development band to give them the opportunity. And as we got more people in, then that band itself will probably grow in stature and ability, and we'll get it out there and do more concerts than it currently does.
Yeah, it is wonderful. Victoria is your daughter, and she sat to your left.
She is.
It's nice to see you. Tell us all about what you get up to within this wonderful organisation. What's your part to play there?
So, in the band itself, I play the flute, and I have done since I was 10. It's 10 years this year that I've been with the band. And more recently, I've taken a role on the committee as kind of liaison between the concert band and the development band. And that's kind of where the play day has come from. We're really trying to put a real effort on it now and to really run with it and make it as great as it can be. So that's where the idea of the play day came around, just to give kind of everyone the opportunity to play in an ensemble, because you don't get that opportunity very often. But if you're learning an instrument, it really helps. And being in the concert band has helped me no end over the last 10 years.
Yeah. It's a fantastic thing to be able to say you're doing, isn't it? It really is. But it takes a lot of effort. And before we came on air, I did say to the pair of you, I said, you know, how do you have the amount of time in the week to do this? Because this isn't the job, as you say. This is something you love doing, but it's not the day job, is it? How do you do it?
You just make it happen, I think. there'll be times when I get home from a rehearsal on a Tuesday night, and it'll be 10:15 when I get home. And then you find yourself logging on, you're turning the laptop on to ping an email to somebody who's asked you a question earlier on, or to do something that somebody's prompted you to do. But there's a lot to do, but it is a team of people who do it. You know, the committee is 8 strong, so we share the work around. It isn't just down to one or two people, that's for sure. But it can take over. It really can. But it's an organisation which, between the concert band and the development band, probably has a thick end of 70, 75 people. So it's not a small organisation. You have to run it properly. And as a charity as well, you know, there are certain rules that you have to follow. You have to make sure you get it right. You can't just sort of do it on a wing and a prayer.
Yeah. No, it is absolutely incredible. And one thing that I've personally noticed is the apparent camaraderie, not just with the band, but with other bands. We saw that again at the Brass Explosion this year with the town band. And I mean, how does that help? Because I know one or two of you, if you do need to, you know, have a specific player from another band, you kind of lend or you lend your stuff out. A person comes your way and goes, I can help you with this. At the face of it, it looks like you're all friends.
I think we genuinely are. And like you say, we're all, you know, we're different. Newark Town Band, for example, are a brass band, we're a concert band. But at the end of the day, we've got the same kind of goals and aims. You know, we do it because we enjoy it, and we do it because we want to bring music to people in the local community and further afield. And like you say, if we need players, you know, we can borrow players and the same. And equipment, and if everyone just helps each other out, it just is that camaraderie between us.
Let's go to, what was that? It sounds like something's fallen off. Ladies and gentlemen, we're still in one piece. What's that? It sounds like a cymbal. Have you not brought a cymbal in, have you? There's some percussion in the background there. Okay, so let's talk about the play day on the 8th of October. Timings again, so what's the kickoff time, Victoria?
The arrival time is 12:30 for a 1 o'clock start, and it's going to run from 1 until 4. And within that time, we've broken it down into whole ensemble rehearsals as well as instrumental workshops. So we'll start off by kind of running the music as an entire group, and then we're going to split off into kind of instrumental sections, and that will give us the chance to kind of really dive into the music. And if there's any, because obviously the instruments all have different parts, yeah, and different bits will be tricky, so it will give us the chance to really kind of dive into that a little bit more. And we're lucky that we have a couple of people from the concert band who are going to come out and help us, and we've got some members of the concert band that play in the development band anyway, that can, you know, give a helping hand. And then we're going to finish with a mini concert. So the piece that we're going to be rehearsing, we're going to kind of perform it at the end to show kind of what we've worked on throughout the afternoon.
Sounds fabulous. It sounds really, really good.
It is. It's going to be fantastic. It really is. And if we can get some, or if we can give an opportunity for some new people to come along and join who don't currently have the opportunity to play in an ensemble, that's what it's about. It's getting it out there, getting it into the community, giving opportunities to people to come and join us and to experience this music making thing, which is just fantastic.
And this is open to all, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Literally, you know, if you're 10, if you're 100. You know,
yeah. We ask is that kind of, I mean, we say around grade 2 standard, you don't need to have taken any grades.
Okay.
If you can play an instrument, whether that be you can get a tune out of it or you can, you know, much further on, then we'll be good to hear from you.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. So, October the 8th. From, once again, the time is
12:30 for a 1 p.m. start.
And it's always good to be able to push this forward, because obviously this conversation is live right here now in the studio at Barnby Road. We're going to be podcasting this, so it's going to be able to be listened to again very shortly. But also, social media is where everybody's at too. Details for this all on your Facebook page as well as the main page?
There will be, if they're not already. They're on the website. We've got a website which is NSCB, Newark and Sherwood Concert Band, nscb.uk. And if you want to find information out about this, you go onto the website and there'll be a menu item, or Newark and Sherwood Development Band or NSDB, and you click on that and there's the ability to sign up for the play day. And if you can't find that, then simply email info@nscb.uk and somebody will get back to you to tell you more and to tell you exactly how to do it.
So it'll be you. Easy. 10:15 tonight, Richard.
I'll be there 10:15 tonight. I shall get back from rehearsal tonight with 100 emails to answer, hopefully.
This is fantastic. So this is a live conversation. If we've missed anything right now, it's up to you to chuck the floor back at me and say, Phil, you've not asked me this. So literally anything else that we've missed, chuck it forward.
So Phil, he's not asked us about the concert we've got at the Palace Theatre on the 14th of October this year at 7:30 in the evening.
I had a feeling that might come up. So tell us more about this wonderful concert at the Palace Theatre on October the 14th, Richard, please.
So this is, we have an annual concert at the Palace, and it's our opportunity to get ourselves out there, to be seen by the community. And it's also probably our biggest money spinner for the year, fundraiser for the year. So we are showcasing the development band as well this year. So whilst the concert band will perform the bulk of the programme, the development band will be performing four pieces at the opening of the second half.
You'll be able to go to the bar.
That's a good idea. Yes, I like that idea. Yes, yes. So,
don't forget to not come back.
Don't come back. I did try doing that once and it didn't. Yeah, it wasn't a pretty ending.
But that's lovely, isn't it? They're going to get to perform on that wonderful stage.
Yeah, it's quite. Oh, yeah. No, it's fantastic. So this is our big one. And we've got a programme which is, the sounds of stage and film musical music this time around. And we've got stuff including, we've got the Muppets theme.
Oh, yeah.
Which everybody knows.
Oh, yeah, we all love that.
You have to play it in a minute. Breezing Down Broadway, which is a medley of Broadway hits. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, The Greatest Showman, all that sort of stuff. So it isn't stuffy music. That's the important thing to remember. Mm-hmm. This is music that people will listen to and hear it on the radio or hear it wherever and say, oh, I like that. But they won't necessarily think of going and listening to a concert band or an orchestra in a live setting in Newark's theatre. So this is, we do this, and if people want to come and listen, then please do.
Yeah.
There'll be music for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's absolutely fantastic. Sounds great. So that's good. And then post that, is it time to chill out a little bit, or is there anything else before Christmas time for the band?
Gosh, then we get in, yeah, so that takes us middle of October. Yeah. Then we've got the Concert Band Festival, as I say, at the beginning of December, and then we'll be into the run-up till Christmas. We do have a concert at the end of November in the parish church as well, which
I was thinking, it's normally the case, isn't it?
Yeah, which will be another big one. And with that, we tend to, or what we do is we invite local schools as well. So we'll have two or three local schools who will come and perform with us. So there'll be the concert band, the development band, local schools. The church will be full of parents and performers, and it's absolutely amazing, that. It really is. That's the last Saturday in November this year. Tickets will be available via the band's website when we've done that bit. So in a couple of weeks' time, we'll have that sorted. Then after that, that takes us to the end of November. And incredibly, it'll be the run-up to Christmas. Mm-hmm. So we've got a Christmas concert at Kelham Hall on the 12th of December. Yeah. We've got a concert in the Town Hall on the 19th of December. And the 19th of December concert is a good one. It's supported by the Town Council. So we do it on a free entry basis.
Oh,
unfortunately, the numbers of tickets are only limited to about 120. Yeah. So when it goes live on the website, it really is a question of book quickly or you won't get one.
Yeah.
So it's free to get in. But that's two Christmas concerts. The concert at Kelham will be in the Dome. And it's just going to be fantastic, that is. We've not done a Christmas concert there before now, and it's going to be amazing.
Now that setting is just something else.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this has been marvellous. I've really enjoyed having you both here, and to find out more about the band, a refresher for me, because it's been a couple of years since we spoke properly and everything to do with New Concert Concert Band, but it's great to hear that everything's going very well. The development band idea, I think, is just stunning. Really cool. And we must keep in touch as friends in the not-too-distant future and keep popping back in and letting us know how things are going.
No, thank you, Phil. And, thank you for the opportunity of coming here and talking tonight and spreading this word. It's great. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.